Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's Jeff DeGrosso bringing us back. 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Sarah Heiner, President and CEO, Bottom Line Publications, bottomlineinc.com. Is that right, Sarah?
That is it.
Tell us about Bottom Line Inc.
Bottomline.com. So Bottom Line, we provide information, advice from top experts to tell you what to do. And not just the what, not like the virus, you know, the vaccine is approved. Sorry, I don't know what's in my throat. The vaccine is approved, but what does it mean to me? Should I get it? Should not get it? What are the questions you need to ask? So it's all very action-oriented to put people in charge of their own lives.
And it is awesome.
It's about personal responsibility.
To check it out and subscribe. BottomLineInc.com. I think, is I say that right, Sarah?
You said it exactly right. You got
com.
It.
And check out the yearbooks, the annuals. They're awesome. Hey, Sarah.
Our books, our blog.
Including Sarah's blog, folks, which is always something you got to read, because this your most recent post is on anger, and you say anger is dangerous. And as I pointed out in the previous segment, I came out of the anger closet and pointed out that I have a little bit of a, I get riled up sometimes. I get on the edge there a little bit sometimes. And because I care about things. I like things a certain way, and I don't have anger issues, but I do have. I'm not completely a Warren Zevon excitable boy. I've never hurt anyone, but I'm a little bit excitable. What do you think?
Well, we're all excitable, so we're all human, which means we all have an array of emotions. And right now, the pandemic, the sociocultural environment, there's the way that people are interacting with each other, it just seems to have this undertone of anger. Mm. And here's the problem, and here's what I wrote about, was that I'm really frightened for angry people because it's so self-destructive. Like, you think that your anger is impacting them. So if you want to go haul off on whoever it is that cut you off in traffic, you'll show them. But what you're really doing is affecting your own health. And when all these people, we're all afraid about COVID. Everybody's afraid of getting sick. But with every angry element that they produce, they're producing cortisol, a stress hormone that's self-destructive, mm-hmm. that creates inflammation, creates disease in their body, and suppresses the lymphocytes, the warriors that protect you
from
disease.
The good stuff.
The good stuff, right. So anger is so self-destructive to the body. And oh, by the way, in the end, all we want to do is be happy and feel happy. And not only does cortisol suppress the lymphocytes, it also suppresses those feel-good hormones. Mm-hmm. So serotonin, dopamine, all those things that make you feel good. We're bathing ourselves in things that make us feel bad.
One of the things,
get out of the cycle.
One of the things that I've done over the years that's helped me with my anger, to the degree that I'm on that spectrum, and I am on that spectrum. I know I'm on that spectrum. But the thing that I've done that's helped me was about 30 years ago. I said I'm going to move away from people and things that make me unhappy, and toward people and things who make me happy. And that's how I've lowered my stress level, my anger level, is by avoiding those kinds of things as much as I can. And it has helped me. I'm a happy guy because I don't have those people around me. We talked about this earlier. Toxic people in your workplace. If they work for you, if you got toxic people, you'll probably be less angry if you get rid of them. What do you think?
Well, it's very true, but I think that you can't avoid all of it. And I think some of it you have to, like, you're owning your world by taking yourself away and consciously choosing and saying no to things that are aggravating.
Yeah.
But we can't, some of it you have to watch the way your body responds. And what I went to in this blog was, I'm writing a book about happiness, actually. And people just need to get aware of the connection between their thoughts and their body. We've kind of just, I apologize for my throat this morning. I don't know what's going on.
That's all right.
Anyway, we've kind of dislocated our emotions and our bodies, and we think they're totally separate, but they're not. So if you start paying attention to what your body reacts, like you're sitting in traffic, and do you feel your body stressing out? Do you feel your head tightening? Do you feel your chest tightening or your shoulders going up? That's your body giving you feedback to your emotions, which means you need to shift. Our bodies know how to be happy, and our bodies know how to protect ourselves from unhappiness. And I'm trying to get people to be aware that we actually have control over those bodies and can help ourselves feel good and feel bad.
Well, one of the things that the dopamine does, and the other stuff that when they kick in, you can almost feel that. You get a little tingle, right? You get a little, you can feel that. When the anger stuff kicks in, it's more stealthy, isn't it? And it's more under the radar. Go ahead.
No, I'll argue with that. I don't think so at all. I think when you get angry, you can feel the spike, like you immediately tense up. Your head gets tight. Your shoulders go up. You get a knot in your stomach, right? So all those things happen. The minute you get angry, think about when, you know, your spouse did that thing that they always do that annoys the crap out of you, right? And you go, God, do I have to pick up those socks again? So I'm trying to make it simple.
Yeah.
It's funny. But your body tenses. On the flip side, you know, your body, you think about how, you know, when you see a puppy.
Sarah, I gotta wrap. I gotta go to a break. Hold on to that thought, Sarah Heiner, ladies and gentlemen. Remember, anger is not your friend. Quick break. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.